to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. It's been a couple weeks. I apologize. I had a guy out of town at work. He was in France on his honeymoon, as well as Amsterdam. And so I worked an insane amount of hours last week, thus requiring me to put up that archive podcast last week. I hope you enjoyed it. I think it's one of the better episodes of the Sunglasses After Dark radio program that aired. It aired early on before I got worn out and when I still had a bunch of new music and a lot of enthusiasm for the program. So there you go. This episode is pieced together from several show playlists I had and a lot of stuff thrown in. Last weekend was the Scion Garage Fest at various venues here in Lawrence, and I saw lots and lots of bands. You can read my review of the show at pitch.com/wayward. That is the Wayward blog for whom I occasionally write reviews. I saw, Rooftop Vigilantes, Bad Sports, Gentleman Jesse and His Men, The Gay Blades, Digital Leather, Hunks and His Punks, Tyvek, King Khan and the Shrines, and The Oblivions. So lots of shows there. All fantastic. I'm going to play as many of those artists as I can, and let's get started, shall we? This was my favorite discovery of the festival. The first band I saw that I went and saw purely on recommendations from folks. Now I'm really wishing I had seen them play the replay a couple months back. But I'm glad I got to see them anyway. From their split with Cheap Time, this is Bad Sports with Would You Wait For Me Too?
Would you wait for me too?
from their split with Andre Ethier. That was The Oblivions with Oblivion. Before that, Hunks and His Punks did Dream On Little Dreamer from their split with Kid Congo Powers. If you're wondering why that sounds a little bit different than the usual Hunks and His Punks stuff, that's technically he's being backed by his punkettes, a.k.a. Shannon and the Clams. They were his backing band when he played the Granada, and it was awesome. Show, like, costumes, lights, fog machine, dancing, it was fantastic. Love seeing that band live. Harmonies and kitsch for days. Before that, Bad Sports with Would You Wait For Me 2 from their split with Cheap Time. All three of those singles are the Cyan AV singles series, three of the seven that have been released this year. They had them in gift bags, and you can find them laying out and stuff, and you can trade people. I just raided gift bags until I found them all. I found four. And one of them is not a split, it's just a single by a group called Bad Lupo Grande that's sort of like a rockabilly garage thing. All of the split singles are completely available on a CD that was given away for free in the gift bags with like socks and like a thumb drive and like a bunch of other crap, but you know, free records, always fantastic. So that was fun. I'm going to play some more stuff from bands at the show. We're going to start it off with Gentleman Jesse and His Men. This is the B-side to the She's a Trap single. They played She's a Trap when they played Liberty Hall. It sounds even better live. This is the slightly slowed down, more mellow Gentleman Jesse and His Men with I Won't Say Goodbye.
One muscle made of steel. I've never been afraid in my life. it comes to love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spent a whole year in the jungle hunting wild game. I captured a gorilla barehanded and beat him until he was tame. But I'm a coward. Yes, I'm a coward. When it comes to love, just the thought of it, just one little kiss, make me shimmer and shake. A girl gets near to me, and the fear in me, the rock, roll, shimmy, the shake. Comes to love. Tell me, sweet baby, what's the thing you call love?
From the absolutely 100% fantastic Wild About Jenkum compilation on Killer Della Records, that was the Gay Blades with My Shit Belongs to Pee. They introduced that song as a song about getting high off poop and pee, and yeah, I can't believe they played that all 30-some seconds of it, and the fact that I wasn't the only one who recognized it was kind of cool. Like, some dude literally yelled out Wild About Jenkum. Pretty neat. Before that, a cover of a Gino Washington tune by the Spitballs. That was Gino is a Coward. Spitballs, this Berserkly band, made up of, like, all the bands on the label at the time. Everybody played on everything. That particular track is sung by Larry Lynch of the Greg Ken Band. There's a cover of Going to the Chapel sung by Jonathan Richman of the Modern Lovers. That is stellar. I got that for a quarter at the library book sale this past weekend. I did that Friday after I got off work. And we started everything off with Gentleman Jesse and His Men doing I Won't Say Goodbye from the B-side of their She's a Trap single, out now on Douchemaster Records. You can read a review of that over at Rockstar Journalist, as well as download the A-side. Speaking of stuff, I forgot to mention the fact I played The Oblivions as the last song of that first set. And I got to see Greg Cartwright of the Oblivions play Friday night at Love Garden. He did a version of Sour and Vicious Man by his first band, The Compulsive Gamblers, and there's a video of that up on the website as well. Alright, that's about all I have. I would like to say that if you get the chance to see Gino Washington, evidently you have to be able to push through. He did Out of This World to start out with, and it was awesome because King Khan and the Shrines were his backing band, and it was fantastic, and it was awesome. And then he started doing this version of Shout, where instead of, like, hey, it was woof, 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 or meow, 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 depending on whether you were a guy or a girl, respectively. And it was fucking annoying, because it went on for, like, 5 goddamn minutes, and you could see the guitar player for the Shrines tapping on his wrist, like, hey, we need to wrap this up. I had no confidence that that was going to happen, so I left, split, went and saw the Oblivions. Evidently, he did finally start singing his tunes, and did Gino is a Coward, as well as Puppet on a String, so I missed my two favorite songs. But, yeah. It was a little annoying. I understand crowd participation, but fuck. Anyhow, that does it for the bands that I can play. We're going to play another band that played Lawrence last week that I missed because I slept through it. My wife was kind enough to purchase me this record at the show, however. It's the new Ted Leo, or his most recent, Ted Leo and the Pharmacist, with the opening track to the Brutalist Bricks, Mighty Sparrow.
When the cafe doors exploded, I reacted to you. Cast a tap that sunny morning, I was coming to, but now I'm coming to you, I'm coming to you.
from the Brace Face single currently out on Douche Master Records. That was Nobunny with Your Mouth. Before that, we had SoCal with Start Over. That's from their album on Tic Tac Totally entitled Meaningless Friendly. My wife, let's try that again. They were the opening act for Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, and my wife enjoyed them quite a bit, and she purchased that record for me, and I enjoy it a lot, and evidently they're even better live. So next time they come through, which will hopefully be soon, even though they're from Scotland, I think. Something like that, Scotland or Ireland. I wasn't sure. I will see them. Speaking of Ted Leo, we started that set off with Ted Leo and the Pharmacists doing The Mighty Sparrow, the opening track to their latest album, The Brutalist Bricks. And you know what? We're going to leave it there this week. I have a bunch of other new music, but it's not really going to fit in with all the stuff that I've played already, and I don't want to shoehorn a bunch of stuff in. I'll make up for it and do an extra long podcast next week. How does that sound? Lots of loud, angry stuff, some new music from Grave Mistake Records, so you have all that to look forward to. As always, you can find the podcast every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at rockstarjournalist.com, as well as lots of other things, in addition to the various record reviews we have up. There's a review of the new Sound Opinions book, The Beatles vs. the Rolling Stones, by Greg Kot and Jim DeRogatis. And you can follow me on Twitter, at NuthousePunks. Tell your friends with a record label or band to send me their records. And until next week, thanks for listening.